Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
Donald Stewart, 25 Years of Grace, by Laurel Williams. This episode is brought to you by Boston Scientific. Statements of facts and opinions expressed in this episode belong to the contributor and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Boston Scientific. Donald Stewart shares his 25-year journey of living with multiple myeloma, giving all glory to God. Stewart, 60, lives in Bedford View, Gauteng, with his wife, Madeleine. They have two sons, two daughters-in-law, and two grandsons. Donald was diagnosed with stage 4 multiple myeloma in July 2000 at the age of 35. This came after a visit to a GP due to an ongoing post-nasal drip and a cough. I would get an antibiotic and within a few days, I would be better. This went on for about 4 years. During this time, I fractured ribs when picking up my sons or lifting a trailer. I drank more milk as I thought I had a calcium deficiency, Donald explains. Donald's GP was away, so he consulted with a locum who sent him for x-rays and referred him to an ENT. The ENT in turn referred him to a physician. I could only get an appointment in 2 weeks' time, so I left the x-ray at the back of my car. During a work trip, one of my colleagues asked if he could look at them. That night, his wife, who was studying to be an oncologist, phoned me and said she had made an appointment with me for an oncologist physician the next day. The oncologist explained that Donald had multiple myeloma, a cancer that develops from abnormal plasma cells in the bone marrow, which causes weakened bones, explaining why he was so prone to fractured ribs. This was also seen on the x-ray. Apparently, I had tiny holes in my facial bones, explains Donald. The oncologist explained if I had treatment, I had 3 years to live. And if I had no treatment, 3 months. I was to go home and think about everything. Naturally, Donald and Madeleine were crushed. They had two young sons, and now their family was threatened. Donald phoned his only Christian friend and shared the news with him. He then invited them to church, and Donald went up for prayer. This is where the Stewart family's walk with Christ started. Before this, we would be at church twice a month. We much preferred having dinner parties every week. That day, when we went up for prayer, Madeleine said she felt a tingling in her body. From that day, we have seen God's hand in everything, Donald says. Donald chose to have treatment. He had a bone marrow test and then immediately started high-dose chemotherapy and bortezomib, and then had an autologous stem cell transplant. Unfortunately, Donald picked up an infection when his stem cells were infused. I was put on morphine. I feared it and had heard so many voices. It felt like I was sinking in the bed. I pleaded with God to allow me to see my sons through matric, Donald says. Madeleine adds that this was the first of many times that she thought he wasn't going to make it. But he did, and 6 weeks later, Donald had his second stem cell transplant. For 7 years, he was in remission, going for regular checkups. In 2008, the cancer count started to rise, resulting in a relapse, which is common for people living with multiple myeloma. My sons were now teenagers, and the reality of my health was a big stress on them. I told Madeleine, I don't want to go through this again. All I could do was push in closer to God, and that's what I did. Donald was put on thalidomide, an oral tablet, along with cortisone, which made him gain weight, and other medications. Within 8 months, the cancer count was non-existent, and Donald was in remission again. In 2016, new treatment commenced due to another relapse. By now, Donald had become accustomed to the ups and downs of the disease, though his sons had both finished matric. So, at the back of his mind, he questioned whether it was time. Every time Donald's multiple myeloma relapsed, he trusted for healing and went up for prayer at various church functions. Every time, I felt a new strength within me, he says. This continued until Donald's oncologist referred him to a hematologist in 2018 as the cancer count was rising again. In short, the hematologist said that he had outlived the disease and should be dead. He must go and enjoy the time he has instead of being in and out of hospital. Thankfully, the oncologist was still looking for solutions and referred Donald to another hematologist. Her attitude was much more positive. We learned that she too was a Christian. She put me on a cocktail of 5 different drugs. A few days later, Donald landed up in hospital. The dosage had to be lowered, but the cancer count was dropping dramatically. 6 months later, things were okay. Treatment continued with the addition of thalidomide and bortezomib. Up until 2021, the regimen was adjusted to counter side effects. I was so tired and lying down most of the day, he says. By this time, problems with Donald's medical aid started arising as they refused to pay for many of the treatments. Then, in October 2021, Donald was put on medical boarding, but was thankful to God for the provision that was set up years before he was diagnosed when he took disability cover. He says, "To get a routine when I stopped working, I started walking every morning, but then I was flat for the rest of the day." Treatment continued, though Donald battled with side effects and at times was miserable. I would get dressed for church, and by the time we got to go, I was exhausted and couldn't. In 2024, due to Donald not handling the side effects, it was decided to try a new immunotherapy drug. This was denied by his medical aid, but thankfully, someone gifted him a 3-month supply. The cancer count went down, and these side effects were much more manageable. In June that year, Donald started bleeding profusely and was rushed to hospital. He was given a blood transfusion, and it was discovered that Donald had COVID, which decreased his platelets, causing bleeding. In the beginning of 2025, Donald and Madeleine changed medical aids. Thankfully, this didn't affect treatment. Once again, the side effects became too much, with Donald admitting he wasn't pleasant to be around, which was hard for his family. In February, his treatment changed to an oral tablet. This March, Donald picked up an infection and landed up in hospital. The doctors could not find out what was causing the infection, so a bone marrow biopsy was done. This was probably my 20th one, and the most painful. It was surmised that the drug was too strong. He was discharged, and a new regimen of chemotherapy started 2 weeks later. "I'm managing it so well, and my counts have come down nicely," Donald says happily. The side effects Donald has are fatigue, difficulty in concentrating, neuropathy, heartburn, and a bloated stomach. "Surprisingly, my kidneys and liver are in good condition, even after all the treatment." In 2016, Donald started doing park run. Since then, he has 349 park runs to his name. "Each week, I would try better my time, so I had a goal every week," explains Donald. Madeleine commends her husband for this, as it shows his discipline and attitude of his current state. He still has much to offer and achieve. Donald adds, "Cancer is not the nicest thing that happened to me, but it was the best thing that could have happened, because it was then that I had to draw closer to God and solely rely on Him. With every relapse, infection, and hospital stay, He was there guiding me with scriptures on bumper stickers, Instagram posts. His encouragement is everywhere." Madeleine compares the journey to a roller coaster ride. "There are so many ups and downs, but every day you wake up and there is still hope. I changed my mindset from, this is cancer and a death sentence, to, it's a chronic disease that needs to be managed," she says. In the 25 years, Donald has been told 5 times that there is nothing more that can be done for him. "There have been so many times that I thought I was going to die, with the last being just the other day. But hope for me is Christ, and resilience is the gift that Christ gives. But you must take it and work it. I do have my pity parties. I do have my pity parties. But a few days later, I'm renewed with strength." Donald's sons have surpassed matric and are well into adulthood with wives and children. He doesn't know what the future holds, but he knows that his extended time is due to the hands of God and the doctors who have been treating him.